here at the World Ag Congress in St. Louis, I'm speaking with Jerry Hatfield, who is with USDA's Agricultural Research Service, the Soil Tilth Laboratory. And Jerry has talked about some research that's been done by USDA ARS and nitrogen stabilization, because he was just on a panel talking about climate change. And we talked about nitrous oxide, which is emitted as a result of using fertilizer. But some of the research that you've been doing has shown that nitrogen stabilizers can help reduce those emissions.
That's correct. What happens when you add a nitrogen fertilizer to the soil and the soil is wet is that as that nitrogen moves through the mineralization process, goes into nitrate, it's extremely wet, then it's denitrified, and one of the outcomes in denitrification is nitrous oxide. Adding a stabilized material to a nitrogen fertilizer just prevents it from moving into the nitrate as quickly, removes the amount that goes into that denitrification pool, and ultimately reduces nitrous oxide emissions. And that's on the plus side for the climate. The plus side for the plant is what it does is it makes that nitrogen much available much later in the season when the plant really has a high nitrogen demand. So you get a win-win. You get a win for the plant and you get a win for the environment simultaneously.
In the research that's been done so far, the initial research, tell me a little bit about the results and what you've found comparing nitrogen with stabilizers, comparing plain nitrogen itself as an applicant, and no fertilizer at all.
Well, let's start with the easy one of that, and that's adding no fertilizer at all, is that all of our plants need nitrogen to grow. It is one of the critical building blocks, and our soils need nitrogen applied to them in order to get an adequate plant growth out there. If we then start adding stabilizers to this, go to the other side, what we see is that we see an increased amount of yield for amount of fertilizer, because it again is back to saying when that plant needs it and having it available at that time, but it doesn't need all that we put on with a normal application. Without stabilizers or without some of the additives to it. So if we put all of it up front, the potential for it either leaking through the soil profile as water moves through the profile or escaping back into the air as nitrous oxide is greatly increased. So anything we can do to hold that nitrogen from moving around in any environmental sequence is a positive from the plant standpoint.
Well, tell me about the availability of the nitrogen stabilizers. What companies make these? How available are they to farmers worldwide?
Actually, they're quite available, and there are two different forms. If you're looking at anhydrous ammonia, one of the long-term compounds that's been around is a product called NSERV, made by Dow Chemical. It basically prevents that anhydrous ammonia from changing from ammonia form. It just holds it in that level, which keeps it in the soil profile. And when we do that, we see the same thing. We see an increase in yield because that nitrogen hasn't escaped out of the soil profile. We also see a decrease in the nitrous oxide emissions early because it's just not available in that form. One of the other products that's out there is Agritane, which is another stabilizer that goes on liquid fertilizer, anhydrous being a gaseous form, UAN being a liquid form that you can put on it and into that compound, and then it changes the dynamics of that nitrogen fertilizer. The other one is you got urea compound, which has a coating on it to prevent it from breaking down as quickly. So there's been a lot of changes in the last 3 or 4 years in how we package nitrogen fertilizer and what we add to nitrogen fertilizer to basically improve its efficiency as well as decrease its environmental impact too.
You made a point also on the panel when we talk about agriculture's emissions that they're not the same from one day to the next, from one season to the next, and it's very hard then to measure the impact. What was your response regarding that?
Well, my point on that is that agriculture is an extremely dynamic system. Soils remain the same from year to year, but weather is the major variable that changes. when it's wet, how much it's raining, the temperature that's out there. All the water and the temperature are what drives a lot of these processes in the soil. So if we have a cool, wet spring versus a warm, dry spring, we get an entirely different response. And so we've got to understand all of these pieces in a sequence of what weather is doing and then when that crop is doing throughout that season as well.
Now, also a lot of talk on the panel about how can farmers get credit for reducing their emissions. Do you see something like using nitrogen stabilizers be a way that farmers can get some credit for doing the right thing?
Well, if you look at it, I mean, what we trade right now, you talk about carbon trading and everything else, but in reality, it's greenhouse gas trading.
Right.
And you've got three greenhouse gases. You've got carbon dioxide, you got methane, and you got nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is 320 times more powerful than CO2. So one molecule of nitrous oxide saved is like saving 320 carbon dioxide. So we can have a major impact on total greenhouse gas emissions by reducing nitrous oxide. And so these are why these things become in here. Where the uncertainty comes is people say, well, can you really tell me exactly how much you're going to save? And we need more certainty about this, but we do know that we're going to have an impact in terms of reducing it.
Well, at this point, where is the study going?
Well, where the study is going right now is that we continue to run multiple rates with and without stabilizer material, and we have it both in a continuous corn as well as a corn-soybean system so that we can begin to look at this, and then we're going to start adding that as we go into the future of adding with other parts of the whole production system. If you add seed treatments, you change different herbicide management, how does it all fit together as an overall improvement of a farming system?
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Jerry Hatfield, here at the World Ag Congress in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.